for this Cell of Flights performance, do you have some kind of underlying theme for the concert, or what was your idea for bringing these particular pieces together?
That's very important here. And it's the music by the Eastern European composers.
Mm-hmm.
First, when Jed and Celia told me about my theme,
yeah.
You know, I thought it was great and happy to be in that position to put together the program, being from Eastern Europe myself.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I knew what really has been going on, especially past 10 years,
yeah.
since I've been living here.
Yeah.
But I know the area, you know, and I just basically knew what kind of stuff I wanted to put on a program.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at many, many different pieces and changed my program several times.
Yeah.
Seriously. So when they told me, you know, the first piece that I thought of at that moment was Bartok Sonata, actually.
Okay.
I knew that I was going to play
okay.
that for sure, and I didn't know about anything else.
Okay.
So.
Now, why start with Bartok?
Because it just seemed the perfect piece for the occasion. First of all, it represents that geographical
mm-hmm.
area
mm-hmm.
in its best and brightest, and it's folklorish, very striking and strong. It sounds, even though it was written in 1926, it sounds totally new
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
And very modern, I think. Plus, it's, it is a part of this, part of a kind of classics of a contemporary
mm-hmm.
repertoire, but it has not been performed so much. So,
mm.
just the way, for example, Ives is, or.
Right, yeah.
I thought that was it. I wanted to do the Bartok.
Can you characterize each movement a little bit?
He's using a lot of this folklore-like material, but I guess it's not necessarily the, you know, citations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely in a sonata form. I mean, it's in a form of a sonata, you know, with a slow movement, and then the first movement itself is in a sonata form, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it uses all those traditional forms, like variations and rondo, and I just think it's very striking and occasionally kind of brutal sounding,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I just really like that.
Do you sort of built the rest of the program around the Bartok in a way, like thinking that was your centerpiece?
Well, I don't know. I just, how I was thinking about this was, well, first of all, I wanted the variety
mm-hmm.
of different styles and different ranges, like emotional or, you know, in different atmosphere or that kind of thing. And the second thing was I wanted each piece to be really striking in a certain way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, in a sense that each piece is not easily forgotten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.